big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. Hump Day Happier Happy Hour. More Maggie Dawn. It's always better with more Maggie Dawn.
It always is.
Maggie, appreciate you sticking around. Dominic, I'm going to let you go first.
All right, so we ended the last segment. The email's coming out of the conspirators talking about the fake, false, alternate electors. The DOJ coming out and of course, presumably, this is another question I guess I want to get to you. Your thoughts on where is this information coming from? The DOJ is a tight ship, so I don't think it's coming from them. We know that, as mentioned, Maggie, Mark Short and also Jacobs, his attorney, did testify. Do you think that information is coming out perhaps from the Pence side?
Well, that is a really good question. what I can start with is my agreement with, a narrowing of my agreement of it's not coming from the DOJ. I will tell you to a certainty, like literally 99.9%. It's no one on the grand jury, and it's no one on that team that is specifically tasked with looking into this.
Yeah.
Why do I say that? Prosecutors at that level, their staff, the people that work with them, down to the folks that help keep their offices neat and tidy, as well as the grand jurors, are admonished, and it is part of what you come to breathe and live, that you would never leak something like this. Interesting tangential side note. I would have said that about the Supreme Court, but never mind.
I'll take this down. Right. Rumor is they were trying to keep Kavanaugh in line.
In line, right?
Yeah.
So my guess is maybe out of one of the IG offices, you would have to be looking at who has what to gain from the disclosure. Yeah, Mike Pence does. Does anybody really think Mike Pence is, by the way, going to be the candidate? No.
Mother does.
Like, maybe Mike Pence does. That's two.
And did you hear this? The guy, Anonymous, right, who wrote the book A Warning, was on CNN, and in response to Pence's contemporaneous speech given on Monday while Trump was speaking to the America First, MAGA captured think tank. And the think tank in its loosest possible sense of the words. The guy, the anonymous guy who wrote the book A Warning, said, Mike Pence, for those that don't know this, said, the president and I are, former President Trump and I agree on policy, we disagree on focus. If anybody can parse that out, please call into the show, because I have no idea what that means. Maybe it means, like, I won't actually engage in out loud racist tropes in an out loud attempt at overthrowing an election. But the anonymous guy said, Mike Pence's posture is erect, but his conscience is flaccid. This is what this guy said on CNN. So, and that's coming from a Republican. So I can't, Mike Pence, I think he's, but that's interesting. If I was someone that was working on Pence's political machine, like on that side of what he was doing, I would be trying to get as much of that stuff out into the public eye as possible. I don't know if it helps DeSantis. Like, DeSantis's brand is like, I'm Trump, but I'm not actually Donald Trump, right? It's like, I'm Trump 2.0. Right. I mean, so I would think inspectors general, there could be someone in an IG's office, or even like, say, Manhattan District Attorney's office that's really ticked off that DA is effectively letting that investigation come to a close. Now, I don't think that investigation, which focused more, as I understand it, on financial crimes, would necessarily have gotten access to that. But the disclosures, when you're engaging in those investigations, and I did corporate defense work, not criminal defense, but corporate civil defense work. I mean, the tactic was, oh, they want that information? Great. Let's give them 3 terabytes of information and see if they can hire 200 lawyers to go through it all. So I would be looking at those that have investigatory powers that can't get it done, or might be working for a political appointee that still has allegiance to Trump, people that it worked in investigatory ways that are ticked about the leadership's decision about what they're going to do. and or political foes of Trump, be they on the Democratic or Republican side. But I think Pence, if he's doing it, boy, man.
Megan Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of the Devil's Advocates, also reported in the Washington Post that talks about the, you know, DOJ focusing on Trump. They also put out there that Mark Meadows' phone, his phone data, his phone records were taken back in April. And, you know, we've been critical. We've been optimistic and hopeful on where Merrick Garland is. And as we talked about in the last segment, you know, he's been out more in the last 6 days, perhaps, than he has in the last 6 months. Do you think that they are farther ahead than most people have given them credit for? Or do you think that this is just, you know, as the world turns?
I don't want to be pessimistic, but I do want to make a couple of observations. The very first thing I always did as in any capacity in litigation where I was dealing with something that was at even approaching complicated, right? Is the first thing I do is I try to go get all of the social media feeds, all of the data feeds, all of the postings, all of the text message stuff. All of these providers can be subpoenaed. You can get that information. Sometimes it takes quite a long time to actually get through the Facebook, Metaverse, whatever this stuff is, the Instagram. I don't know what any of this is. Do you tweet? Whatever that is. Sometimes it takes a while to go through those companies' processes. Sometimes you do need court intervention. But that's the first thing that I would be doing, right? Because people are incredibly candid in these shorthanded ways of communicating. The fact that the first time Mark Meadows' emails, or excuse me, text messages or phone data were actually obtained by the DOJ, that was just in April. What's been happening since January 7th? Like, that's the, what was the date when Biden took office? Like
January 20th.
20th, right? On the 21st, I'd be like, let's get the court and let's get a subpoena going for that data. Let's be sure it's not being lost. Now, here's another little thing that I wanted to make mention of very briefly. Is that under the law, under whether you're talking about federal rules, federal regulations, state rules, lawyers and officials in the public sphere have contemporaneous and significant preservation obligations for data and records, okay? So the first category of laws that require you to do that is all the FOIA, you know, National Archives, Sunshine Laws. You cannot delete stuff permanently. Like, it just has to be maintained. The second thing that is unique to lawyers have an obligation if they, if there is filed litigation or litigation is reasonably likely, to actually affirmatively go to their clients and ensure that they are preserving the data. Did anyone think that there wouldn't be some sort of legal ramifications after January 6th? I say this to say, we're all anxious. We're all eager to see accountability. Accountability means something. What I offer is that this is the beginning, and we will not be through all of the fallout, all of the investigations, all of the things that may flow through people's professional accreditations, lawyers being challenged for their bar licenses. This is the beginning. The most important part is who is accountable in the White House, who is accountable in the cabinet, right? It has to get there, or Merrick Garland has to come up and explain why it didn't. I hope that Merrick Garland has learned something from the exercise with the Robert Mueller investigation. And that is, this is not the time for legal doublespeak and niceties. Say what you need to say, say it clearly, and make sure the people in the back hear you. And then say it again, even louder, right? That's the point. Bill Barr was—
Has he said it though, Maggie? I mean, he had—
No, that's my whole point. Like, if you're doing your job right as a Department of Justice official, as the Attorney General, you're not going to come out and tell people the ifs, ands, where's, buts, hows, right, and what fors of your investigation. That's not how it's done. But if at the end you cannot indict and likely convict, and if you don't convict or you choose not to indict, folks, that it is clear through the January 6th congressional hearings, people expect to be indicted. You had better come out and explain all of the facts, all of the documents, comprehensively and then with a Bill Barr-esque summary that doesn't actually lie about the content of the investigation, right? Bill Barr is a brilliant politician and lawyer. You cannot take that away from him. What he did and how he architected a complete dismantling of the Mueller report before anyone had read the Mueller report was nothing short of political genius. I think Merrick
evil
Garland,
genius.
Evil genius. Yes. Merrick, it was a lie. I mean, right? But it was a damnedly good one. Merrick Garland needs to take a page out of that playbook, but deploy it in the public good. Again, make sure at the end of the day, you reach as far as you think you plausibly can with indictments. And don't be afraid to lose trials. You guys have heard me, you know, complain about prosecutors almost every time we talk about it, that the standard shouldn't be, I know that I'm going to get a conviction. The standard should be, is this incredibly important? Should this issue be given to a jury? And if you lose the case, you lose the case. Don't worry about the next office you're running for. So too here with Attorney General Garland. And there will be folks, I would be shocked if we actually see an indictment of Donald Trump. I'll just tell you that. Like, let's not.
I'll take that action.
Yeah, right? Oh, and please, I hope that I'm wrong, but I just think the likelihood of that is extremely thin. The interesting part about
you are hushing our bus right now.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to. You know me, I'm just pragmatic. It's not interesting, but it's accurate.
Maggie, go ahead. Go ahead.
I have no idea what I was going to say. What did you want to say, Mike?
Well, I you know, because I do watch As the World Turns of Politics, and it was the GOP gubernatorial debate Sunday. And then, to his credit, Dan O'Donnell, righty whitey talker, got all three of them in studio earlier today. They were going back and forth. But I wondered if you had any opinions. I mean, Becky Clayfish, the smartest girl in class, but that ain't exactly the honors class, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, because I was giving you side eye big time on that. It was throwing lots of shade.
Becky Did you Clayfish, watch the debate, though? I mean, compared to the Tims, the Ram Jam, and the Michaels. I mean, Michaels was BS in his way through that debate, sweating his upper lip off. He looked like Richard Nixon up there for just a minute.
He did look really bad. And I thought the thing that came into my mind is one thing about Clayfish is the woman's been in front of a camera for a really long time. She's sort of like Wisconsin's Sarah Palin, but actually knows how to speak the King's English and does read a thing or two from time to time, not just all of the newspapers, all of them. I read all of the things. Michaels, everyone knew this, right? That the emperor has no clothes. Like, everyone knows that.
Very again, Trump-like in that regard. That's why you're in the endorsement.
No wonder they like when we build things. You can just see, you can like envision the two of them poolside with like bikini clad cocktail waitresses serving them in the cabana, like talking to each other about how amazing they are, but talking about nothing about, you know, politics or meaningful public policy. Yeah, Michaels is an idiot. He's a good businessman. Oh, wait, did he inherit the business? Yes, he did. I digress. He's a political idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. That became plainly obvious. Does that matter to a single Republican voter?
They voted didn't for Trump, probably not.
Yeah, didn't in 2016. Again, it's sort of you're comparing the two dunces. Which one has the bigger hat on? I don't know who's got the bigger cone hat.
It's got to be Ram Jam. It's got to be Ram Jam. Although it's close. It's very, very close. Maggie
Dawn. Any idiot, right?
Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn, our good friend. We'll let you move on with the other activities of your life, but we miss you, and that's why we keep you on the radio so long.
Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Love you, Maggie Dawn.
Thanks. Thank you, Maggie Dawn.
See
now,
you.
We're not quite done yet. We're going to actually take some calls in this big show. We promise. After the break at 844-967-2789, the Hump Day Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on to the finish.
There's nothing more tedious than a trial. here likes a good story about a bridge.